Greetings, 91 Weekers. Pastor George back with you once again as we study the eternal truth of God's Word together. Well, I don't know about you, but to me it feels like the world around us falls deeper and deeper into chaos each passing day, while God's truth is largely neglected and shunned in favor of ungodliness and sin. As Pastor Rock seemed to indicate 2 weeks ago, it feels like we're reliving the days of Sodom right before our very eyes. But this should not surprise us, because the Bible does say that ungodliness and suppression of truth will be the trend in the final days. In fact, Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, "For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. Instead, they will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after myths." So how should we, the church, respond to these chaotic times? Well, Paul tells us plainly in verse 5 when he wrote, "But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Secondly, don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Third, work at telling others the good news. And fourth, fully carry out the ministry God has given you." You see, in spite of the chaos around you, you have an opportunity to represent Jesus and his kingdom to a deceived and dying world. That means no matter what's happening around us, whether it be lawlessness, fear, injustice, sexual immorality, deceptions, elections, or even isolation as a result of the pandemic, if your allegiance is to King Jesus, then you have absolutely nothing to worry about, because he is with you and has promised to remain with you until the very end of the age. And not only that, he's also preparing for you a heavenly dwelling place that will far exceed anything you could ever imagine. So in spite of all the mess, this is not a time for us to recoil in fear, but instead to work hard to be salt and light to a dying world, and look for the opportunities God provides to love others in word and in deed. And if you do, you'll not only make this world a better place, but you'll store up for yourself treasures in heaven. Remember that Jesus has called and chosen you to be an ambassador of his kingdom and to represent him on this earth, especially during turbulent times. And that sets the stage for where we want to go today. This week, we find ourselves once again in the Old Testament, specifically the books of Esther, Malachi, and Psalms. And it's in the book of Esther that I want to focus on today, particularly verse 4 of chapter 14. Now, in this verse, Mordecai presents an intriguing thought for Queen Esther to consider that she may not have considered before. And that is that her current circumstances as queen may not be arbitrary or random or just dumb luck, but instead orchestrated by God himself. In fact, Mordecai put it this way in verse 14 of chapter 4. "Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this." In other words, is it possible that Esther's position of influence as queen of Persia was not dumb luck at all, or even due to her extraordinary beauty, but instead a strategic divine appointment orchestrated by God to accomplish his agenda? And if so, then you probably know where I'm going with this. If God can create a supernatural divine appointment for Esther in order to accomplish his agenda, can he do the same for you and me as well? Well, I believe the answer to that question is a resounding yes. Absolutely. God, through his providence, can and does dictate and coordinate life circumstances in order to demonstrate our obedience to Him and accomplish the work of His kingdom. In fact, the scriptures are filled with illustrations of this. For example, in Genesis chapter 50, Joseph, after revealing his true identity to his very own brothers that sold him into slavery, said this to them in verse 20, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." You see, like Mordecai, Joseph recognized that he was brought to his position of power in Egypt, not through an act of evil, but by the providence of God for the purpose of accomplishing God's will and agenda. You see, once you get a hold of this and understand it, it opens up a world of endless possibilities and opportunities to respond to divine appointments on a daily basis. It means every day you leave your house and go out into the world, God can orchestrate opportunities for you to love others and be salt and light in a world that desperately needs Jesus. In fact, the writer of Hebrews wrote this in verse 2 of chapter 13. "Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have actually entertained angels without realizing it." Imagine that God can and does either create circumstances for us to respond to or provides us with opportunities to meet the specific needs of others as we go about our daily business. So let me ask you, as you go about your daily business, do you look for divine appointments, especially those things that offer opportunities to provide kindness, hospitality, and help to others in need? Because those opportunities are all around us. I would suggest that every time you leave your house and go out into the world, whether it's a walk around the block or a quick run up to the grocery store, that you commit to do three things. First, before you leave, pray that God would open your spiritual eyes to see the divine appointments He makes available to you. Secondly, look for those divine appointments as you go about your daily business. And third, act upon the divine appointments you see. I believe the more you intentionally look for divine appointments, the more you'll see them. And the more you respond to them, the more God will give you. Jesus said this in Luke 16:10, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with very much." Responding to the needs of others with small acts of kingdom kindness is a win-win for everybody involved. First, it pleases God. Secondly, it earns you kingdom rewards. And third, it blesses others in their time of need. So look at every day as a possibility to discover and respond to the divine appointments that God makes available to you in order to advance His kingdom. Now, they may not be on the level of Esther or Joseph, but remember that every act of kindness in the name of Jesus, no matter how small it may be, can make an eternal difference in the lives of others. This is Pastor George. Have a great week following King Jesus.